Hello and welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And if I sound a little stuffier than usual, it's because I am. Neither one of us are feeling our best for different reasons. It kind of leads into my little story.
Same.
The last week and a half have been like the craziest maybe of my life. Adult life anyway. I got a new job, my first ever full-time job, and I got my first car. The timing on both are just insane in a good way. Just perfect timing. Whoever I gotta thank, thanks. I started my job 2 days ago, and when I got home, like on the way home that day, I started to not feel great. It was really just like my throat was sore, and I thought it was because of some cleaning supplies, like some cleaning solution that was being used in the office. But as the night went on, like my body was sore and I just didn't feel good, like generally unwell. And then the next day I still had like a scratchy throat and everything. So I was taking Zicam and like, I'm trying to beat this over the weekend. I feel fine. It's just lingering things. So, yeah, that's my story. A lot of new things, new job, new car, and getting sick on top of that. For you.
I'm going to keep mine brief. My wisdom teeth have been growing in for like a while now, but this past week they decided we're just going to like go 1000%. And this is some of the craziest pain I felt in my life. Probably wouldn't wish it on an enemy. I might consider wishing it on an enemy, but like at the same time, it's pretty bad. And I think I have low pain tolerance, but a high resistance to over-the-counter medication because like nothing works for me. So, it's been great. But, on the brighter side, there's a lot of, I think I mentioned this in a previous episode sometime in February, but there's, and like the next 5 days, like three different K-pop comebacks that I'm excited for, because like I've said before, I've gotten back into K-pop a bit. So I'm like, wow, March is pretty popping for K-pop, at least for the people I listen to. I'm sure there are more going on, but like, I don't know. So that's exciting for me. At least, you know, there's some light at the end of this tunnel.
Yeah.
I can have some new bangers to listen to distract me from the pain.
Good distraction.
Yeah. And I'm no stranger to headaches, but wisdom tooth headaches are just, like I said last night, they are crafted differently. Like with the hands of a sinister being, because there's just no way they feel like this. And my fidget friend for today is this really cute little blue bird that I got at a Target when I was still in school. And he or she, I never assigned it a name or anything, was my desk buddy for that rest of the season. So this will be here. I'm not sure if you'll see it in frame when I put it down, but this is our friend.
Oh, it's our friend?
Yeah,
because this is my little buddy too. Whenever I go in her room, I pat its head because it's on her dresser. But yeah, speaking of naming things, Mike said I have to name my car. He's named all of his, and I guess it's a practice to people name their car.
Why was the first, when you said name your car, the first name that came to mind was Phoebe.
Like, I don't know. I don't know either. I guess I have to consider that.
I have not seen or heard the name Phoebe being spoken in I don't know how long, but it was just Phoebe. So like, you know.
All right, we'll drop that in the name hat.
Yeah. You're welcome.
But yeah, I'll try my best not to sneeze on this episode, because that's been the thing this morning. It's been sneezing, so
we'll just mute you or edit it out.
Yeah,
it'll be funny just to see a silent like.
But yeah, so topic of today, we're talking about spring. This is rounding out our seasonal episodes, mm-hmm. because we've done one for every season, so we were like, we have to round this out.
Yeah, why not?
So by the time this comes out, I believe it will be spring. I'm not sure. It's around the first day of spring, I'm excited about.
Equinox. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that because I'm ready for the weather to warm up. Of course, that comes with downsides, like
ups and downs,
allergies, which I grew up kind of affected by seasonal allergies, and then I kind of grew out of it, I guess, luckily. But my dad, my sister, my grandma, like a lot of my family deals with it. So I just get lucky most of the time.
I was low-key the opposite. I probably was affected by seasonal allergies, but it didn't ever hit me that hard. It was just a little like, achoo, sniffle, eye water, but like that's about it. But like in recent years, it has hit me like a truck, and sinuses are one of my ops now. So
you had a lot of ops, brother.
I do. Like, oh my gosh. But yeah, that's one thing I dislike about spring, because spring is my, it would have been my first favorite. It would have been my top season if not for two things. One, allergies and sinuses, and two, them bugs, them creatures, like the cryptid scary ones be coming out, and I'm like, I can't be in public and like a miniature spawn of Satan is in my face.
I don't know where she got it. I think she went to some like senior luncheon event or something, but our grandma has this like a Farmer's Almanac magazine thing that she got for free. And I was like, oh, let me borrow that. I want to read it. And we've had it. It's been on our kitchen table for like a couple months now. And my dad was reading it at breakfast this morning. And he, there was one that was like signs that winter is going to be extra brutal or something.
Yeah, a heavy winter.
Yeah. And one of them was, what were the exact words? Spiders coming into your house
in great numbers. It was like spiders spinning bigger webs and entering the home in great numbers or something.
Apocalyptic prophecy is that? Like, that sounds terrifying.
That's not a sign of a heavy winter. That's a sign of me relinquishing my home and finding a new place to live.
It's the sign of the end.
Are you insane?
But yeah, if we can hide from the reemerging insects. I mean, shout out to the bees, because they're doing their job.
I used to be really scared of them. I still am a little weary, but I think it's just a lingering fear from my kids. Of the wasps, though, and like the hornets and them yellow jackets and all of them, they can go. Like, no one wants you here. but the bees, shout out to the bees. Shout out to like the caterpillars and all of them that like might look kind of scary, but they're harmless. As far as I know, are there any like, what is it, venomous or whatever, caterpillars?
Yes.
Like a danger to
self humans? Self-defense type things. I mean, it probably like itching, burning, but I don't think like
they
fatal.
Won't kill you.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, I'll leave them alone. beetles.
I can't say that I do, but
I think beetles are cute. I don't want to pick them up or anything, but like if they're just there, I'm like,
you enjoy seeing them.
Good. Yeah.
That's me with lizards. Like every now and then we'll have those like little iridescent super fast lizards just like run up the brick wall. And whenever I see them, I'm like, hey, it's a lizard. I would not enjoy if they got in the house because I don't know how to catch it. But if I see them outside, I'm like, hey, and it's nice. But most other insects and bugs and stuff, not really a fan. So that's one thing about winter, even though, you know, with climate change and everything, they'd be out here all year round.
Yeah.
But it's just spring is when they
Come in droves. They come in great numbers.
Stop. Oh. So, you know, downsides. But the upsides about spring is nice breeze, good weather. We can open the windows again. I love spring for that reason. I think I might have said that spring is my favorite season. And I think it's just because the leaves come back, the flowers start blooming again. Like, everything is waking back up. And it's just, it's good for my soul to see it, I guess.
It's also,
it's like nice little things to see brighten your day.
Yeah. It's also my birthday season. So that was initially why it was my favorite season. Because I'm like, you know, I was born. And then like, well, you know,
it all started when I was born.
Oh, my God. Like, but like the season itself is really nice. But, you know, them bugs.
Yeah.
And then the allergies after I turned like, I don't know, 19, it just hit me all of a sudden. It's like, oh, you're an adult now. Guess what? Sinus infection. It's like, oh.
And I hear that, you know, the season starts earlier and earlier. Like, the pollen starts
and
releasing earlier.
And the pollen's been getting crazy, like, these past few years, too. Like, it is more intense. So, shout out to the people who surviving sinuses.
You know, random, but I didn't realize until I was awake for, like, 2 or 3 hours that we lost an hour last night.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it always sucks the day of whether you lose or gain that hour. It's like, oh, we got to adjust to the time.
It doesn't suck to gain the hour.
Okay. Yes. But the opposite of that is it sucks that it gets dark earlier, but now it's going to stay daylight for longer, which I'm going to appreciate because, again, I just got a car. So I'm going to be driving more often now and I've never driven at night. So with my new job, I'll be like just once a week, I'll be getting out when it's dark. So I'm glad that I don't have to drive home when it's dark as often. So when when the fall comes back around, I'll be more prepared for those dark evenings.
For those dark times.
I was trying not to say giving
emo poetry.
But yeah.
Speaking of bugs and stuff, before we get off the topic and my birthday, I had sent to my friends like 2 years ago on at sat out in the one of the grassy areas of campus and just was chilling, was reading a book for one of my anthropology classes. And I'm like, you know what? Why not enjoy the day? It's my birthday. Let me bring like some snacks and whatever. There was a creature. I don't know if it was a bee or not. I assumed it was a bee because it was around the size of one, but I couldn't actually see it. But it had flew into my shirt because my shirt had like billowing sleeves, whatever you want to call it. It had a wide opening and I saw it like, bloop, and I was terrified. So I was panic texting my friends like, oh my God, something just flew. It like bumped into my head first and then like stuck itself into my shirt. And I was like, bro, what do I do? But I was wearing a tank top. So I was like, you know what? Forget it. And I ripped the shirt off to try to shake it. But I didn't know if it was in there and I was scared because I didn't know if it was a wasp or something. So I had contemplated going to a group that was sitting on their own blanket like a ways away. And I was like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And like the social anxiety is hitting real hard. And I ended up going over there. And one of the girls out of the group was a real one. And she took the shirt and she shook the seams out that thing, bro. Like she shook it so hard. And then she claimed she saw something fall and she started stomping. And I was like, okay, I don't necessarily approve of that behavior. Like you don't have to go overboard because if it was a bee, RIP, bro, you didn't deserve to die like that. But she was a real one.
Yeah, I was about to say.
And I felt like better, but I was like, nah, I'm getting attacked out here. Like I gotta go. Like, so I think I left like sometime after that. But that happened.
You know what's so funny? Last night I saw somebody recreate the squirrels in my pants dance from Phineas and Ferb. You were doing bees in my sleeves.
Bees in my sleeves? Oh my. Wait, was it a girl?
Yeah.
Wait, did she have orange hair?
Yeah.
Was she in the street?
Yes.
I've seen that exact video. What am I, Akinator? I've seen that exact video. Yeah, she was so good with it too.
Yeah, that was good. Anyway, do you have a favorite, month of spring? Were you done with your story?
Yeah, I was done. Last thing I'll say about that part of the story is that in the same series of texts, I had said the next day that me and two of my friends raced our professor from our main building to another one that a class was in and that we probably looked insane doing it, but we ended up winning.
Wow.
And it's the fact that we were several feet, like many, like over 100 feet apart. Like we were on one sidewalk. He was several paces, like a buildings away, but we made eye contact and he was like, and we were like,
yo.
And then he started running. Funny. So we started running and I'm like, guys,
I don't think I ever had a teacher. I was like
guys, I don't know about y'all, but I'm in it to win it. So I started booking it. And we went into two different entrances to the building. So we were like, bro, I think he took the shorter route, but we ended up winning.
That was great.
He was awesome. I miss him. But yeah, that's the end of my story.
Oh. Well, yeah. Do you have a favorite spring month? Which I guess would just be March, April, and May. Because June starts summer.
I don't know. They say like, what is it? April showers bring May flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have. I honestly never thought about it. I feel like saying March is a cop out because it's my birthday, but at the same time, I don't really care just because my birthday's there and only half of it is spring anyway.
Yeah, I never thought about this question either, but
maybe May.
I would say maybe April, even though the phrase is April showers bring May flowers. So I'm like, does it really rain that much in April? I guess I'm gonna find out. But I just feel like it's in between, which also is a kind of a cop out. So that means that it's not too hot.
Yeah,
not
that's right. I might still say April
chilly
too.
Yet because May be hot.
Low key. I associate May with like I'm finally free from school. So I'm like, yes, I can finally actually go out and enjoy the weather. But that's a good point because I also was thinking it's a little too close to summer and I don't really care for the heat of summer.
Yeah.
So April's a good choice. Someone once told me that I look like an April.
Like the name April?
Yeah. Like I asked them if my name wasn't Lamia and you looked at me, what would you think my name is? Or like, what do you think fits me? They were like April. And I'm like,
you kind of look like an April.
Are you for real? Yeah. I don't know how to envision myself as something else. So I was like, I can't see it right now, but
I mean, it doesn't look, it doesn't sound wrong. Like, I don't know, you don't look like a Mary or like a,
my name is
Sharon. Why am I, like, these are older white lady names. What are some young names? You don't look like a Josephine. Brianna. I don't think so. Serafina. Anyway. Are you just naming Barbie names now? Anyway. I'm losing my track. I kind of got a headache for me.
I'm not going to lie. Me too. Let's talk about the good times of spring to distract from the pain.
Dang, why do you say the good times of spring? And I can't think of any right now because LMAO. The one thing that comes to mind is how I went on spring break in 2020 and that was the last time I ever went to campus because while I was on spring break, they were like, COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
You got to stay on lockdown. So I had to go and like move out of my dorm and then I just never went back to school again. that was my final semester of college. Wow. And it will always stick to me that like we went on spring break and never returned. But I'm sure I have some good spring memories. Like, but
I can't remember if it was my spring break or not. I think it was either too early for spring break or I think it didn't happen yet. I think we were just going home for the weekend. But my art teacher, she just had a hunch. She was like, y'all, I feel like we might not come back. Bring whatever you need home to do your art. And then we did.
And yeah, she was right.
They sent the call or whatever. And I was like, oh no, wait. Oh, okay. It's not the day yet, but March 13th. That was the day.
See, that I don't even remember any dates.
That was the beginning of the end. It was a Friday.
The beginning of the end.
I feel like it was the 13th. But
did you say Friday? It was Friday the 13th.
I gotta check. I gotta go double check 2020 calendar. Because if that's the case, I'm gonna flip. Because that's insane. The 13 is sticking out. Let me hold your hands when I tell you this. It was a Friday the 13th.
Wow.
You know, suddenly all the dots are connected. That's crazy. Well, I have a couple good memories with spring.
Hopefully they'll jog mine because I know I got them.
In my notes, I type childhood memories and neighborhood because I probably played outside any season, maybe excluding winter because I don't like cold. But specifically in spring because I remember when it would get warm, a lot of daffodils would start growing in our neighborhood. And I didn't know what they were at the time. I was just like, oh, the pretty yellow flowers that are larger than the little dandelions. And I would be so scared that it was considered stealing because it would technically be growing in front of other people's windows, but it was like a part of the neighborhood. It wasn't someone's planter box or whatever.
I'm pretty sure landscaping just planted them things.
I don't know, but I would pick them and keep them until they died. But I remember giving one to our mom before because I was like, it's finally back. Here you go. But they're so cute. And I did a project back to 2020. Oh, my God. Well, 2021. I did a project in college where we had to pick a theme. The theme was idea of place. And he explained, like, this could be taken this way, that way, whatever way. And a lot of people did something relating to COVID because their place was stuck at home while trying to navigate the world. I chose to explore basically liminal spaces and how there's like a transitional space and how that could be taken different forms, whether it's like a quite literally like, you know, like a hallway, that's a transition space, or like a stairwell, that's a transition space, or like a gas station is not a space where you're meant to stay. It's like a place to help you get from point A to point B. That's considered kind of a liminal space. If anyone's ever seen those pictures where it's like a photo of a gas station at night and it just looks kind of eerie and you're like, I wonder why this looks weird. Type thing, or like an empty mall and you're like, this picture just feels off. It's because like normally it's like filled with people and filled with life or whatever, but now it's kind of weird. Anyway, my idea space was liminal space, and I was researching it and found out that memories and stuff is kind of considered like in the realm of liminality or whatever the heck the word is.
I've never heard that word.
Honestly, me neither until I did the research and I was typing things about it. And I did a little picture where I included a daffodil. I'll put it up on the screen so that y'all can see it. And for Mecca, this is what the picture was. It was basically representing playing in my neighborhood. And the main things I could remember was like the bricks of our walls of the building and the daffodils. And that was the clearest thing in the photo because that's just the one thing I just can't forget. As a part of my childhood, playing outdoors is them flowers because they're just so cute. And I guess you can consider it one of my favorite flowers. I never really thought about it, but I associate it with my childhood.
That was something I was going to ask too. I was looking at a list because we always do this or that lists when we do these seasonal episodes. Yeah. So a lot of the lists had like this flower or this flower, this flower or this flower. So I was like, how about I leave that out of the this or that and just make it a thing? Like, do you have a favorite flower?
My favorite flower is lily. And I particularly like tiger lilies, like the orange one with the spots or the patterns. I just think they're cool. But I like lilies. I don't know if I necessarily have a second favorite. I think after that, it's just like the grouping of other flowers I particularly like. hydrangeas. I find them really pretty. Daffodils, like I just said. I had another one that for a while I was thinking about, and now I can't remember. Now I'm sad.
Well, if you remember but, it, that's what the notes are for.
Yeah, but I like a lot of flowers, yo. Like, it's
I don't know that many types of flowers, so I do not have a favorite one. I just enjoy seeing flowers, so like they're all nice to me. I don't have a favorite. I enjoy, even though I can't call any off the top of my head, the fact that flowers have meanings.
Language. Yes, I started getting cool. really into that. At one point in time, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And then sometimes it overlaps in cultures. Like, there'll be different meanings, but for some flowers, for whatever reason, different cultures have like a similar meaning for it. And I'm like, wow, I wonder if they were influenced or if it just so happens that everybody be thinking that the daisy represent happiness or something. And I'm like, that's cute.
It's like how everybody seems to have a color association with notebooks, spiral notebooks in school. How like red is math or whatever. I like seeing the discourse of that because some people are like, what do you mean yellow is English, yellow is science, or something to that effect.
I was about to say yellow is science. Or no, for a while I think I thought yellow was science, but then yellow kind of became a color that flip-flop for me because I didn't have a color notebook of the one that I actually associated with science, so I had to make up an exception to the rule. I think for a while gray was science to me.
I think the only one that stayed firm for me was math was always red, but I think I think English has been blue and yes. green.
Yes
And history has been yellow.
Yeah. We agree.
Oh my god,
we agree.
And science
was gray for a while because I basically gave the others the colors.
Gray. I think science was gray. That might have always been gray.
I agree. English is a heart blue and math is a heart red. Like that is unshakable to me. We can debate the other ones. I'll hear you out, but like there is no discussion to be had. English and math is already set. Are we missing a subject? I think that's not one. I think that's the subjects.
English, math, science, history. Art, I guess, but I never really had an art notebook.
I mean, just a sketchbook. Flowers. I just thought of another one. Lily of the Valley. Those are pretty too. Those are like the.
Are they lilies or is it okay, how like a calla lily? See, is not lily, really
yeah, one. There's quite a few flowers that have lily in the name, but they are not a part of the lily family or genus or whatever. And I'm like, but why? Like, why are we?
I don't know.
Where does this come from? But I end up liking those flowers too. So I'm like, that's fine.
You just like the word
I like
lily,
bell
huh?
flowers. They're pretty. There's a flower called Chinese bell flower. It's like a light blue purple. And that one's pretty. And I think I started to appreciate that one because I realized there's not a whole lot of blue flower representation. So
is it like, blue or purple that they say is not really a color in nature or something?
I think it's both. I've seen both. But yeah.
Oh, I just thought of a spring memory. I associate spring with Starburst jelly beans. And I don't know what year it was, but when I had them for the first time, I was obsessed. And then when I found out that they were seasonal, I was sad. So then every year I would look forward to when they came out.
You gotta buy them both.
No, because I kind of don't, I think I outgrew them. Like they're still good, but like I don't get hyped for them anymore. However, when I studied abroad in 2019, my aunt who she tended to go above and beyond sometimes when you didn't necessarily ask. Like one time she mailed us like 2 gallons of apple juice or something, and we didn't ask. Like, she was just like, oh yeah, y'all like apple juice, right?
A lot of Skittles or something.
Yeah, so when I went away to study abroad, she bought me like a freaking family size bag of Starburst jelly beans to take with me, and you know, thoughtful. And it was nice to have something from home, because I was, you know, sure you're not gonna find those in Korea. So I had them the whole 4 months. Like, I had that bag, and at the end of the semester, I was like, I don't really want to take this back with me. So I started taking it to my language class that I had every day and sharing it with my classmates, and they were hype.
Y'all was like,
and then when I wouldn't bring it, like when I would be rushing for class and I didn't bring it, they would be like, you dropped the ball, man. Where the candy at? And it was cool because I had classmates from other countries, and they didn't have that in their country. So they were like, oh, these are good. So I was like, I like introducing stuff to people. So that was, that's a, I guess you could consider that a spring memory, because those jelly beans are only in spring.
Yay. You became the class favorite.
Yeah. It was nice for a little while.
To wrap up the plants thing, because I forgot I had this on the floor. A friend and I in college had, at one point, I don't remember what year, we started to collect a bunch of flowers and leaves and stuff, because I think I was low-key doing it, and she saw me doing it, and she was like, I'll help you out. So she started doing it, and she was like, we should make a pressed flower collage one of these days. We never got around to doing it because the spring semester be getting crazy at the end, so we didn't have time, and we don't live in the same city, so we couldn't really do it over the summer. But I'll just show a couple. I'll put pictures on the screen. This one's my favorite of the flowers. This would grow over the side of this like weathered down white brick wall that was on a street, a residential street. And every time I pass by that thing, I'd be like, and just slide it in my pocket. And I'm like, please don't destroy yourself before I go to my room.
And have I not seen this? I heard you talk about pressing flowers all the time. And I know the notebook that you have, but I've never seen this folder.
I don't remember when I put them in the folder. It was sometime last year, but they used to just be in my sketchbooks, so that's why you didn't see them, because they were all, the sketchbooks are like taped up. I don't have a proper flower press, so I had to just use watercolor paper and hope for the best. But these flowers are so pretty, and I think I got some of these from the Eastern Shore. This was the Eastern Shore page, because that and this one, I'm so surprised that it survived the ride. But one of these days we're gonna go, or at least I will, if we can't like bring all of our supplies in one place to make the collage. I want to do something with them, and I want to keep preserving them because they're fun.
That's cool.
And they're pretty. And I want to like do this little for fun research pamphlet thing where I like look up into the plants and like how they're used and where they grow, and if it's like mixed in with any sort of building design culture, and then like draw little scientific illustrated plants, because I low-key used to want to do that for a job. I was like, y'all know those pictures of the leaves and stuff that be in your science textbook? I want to do that.
That's like, so specific.
Sign me up for that job. The botanist drawings, botanical drawings. There you go. That's there, the word.
Third time's the charm. I was lost.
I was like, a botanist is the person. But yeah, that was low-key one of my, I won't say dream job because it won't that deep, but I was like, that's my side hustle, y'all. I draw these plants for textbooks and I make like $8. But you know,
you can get royalties or something, right?
Like, I don't every know. Time they sell a textbook,
I have no idea,
bro. You know,
you probably just sell the license to them,
you
or
know
something.
How much money I would make if that's the case, or how many high schools and stuff is run.
I just saw like yesterday, the guy who played Charlie in the original Charlie and Chocolate Factory, that was the only role he ever played. And he went and became a teacher or something. But to this day, he still gets like $8 to $10 in royalties a month from that movie.
That's amazing. Hold up. Wait, let me go contact somebody's textbook real quick. Because, I mean, I would still do it.
Well, speaking of, actually, I lied. My ear has been popping this whole time, and it's a little bit distracting.
Part of my wisdom tooth pain is like ear pain, like deep in there, and it's starting up again. It's really just around the ear right now, but I've been trying to ignore it. why are we having mirrored pains,
girl?
We need to separate. Like,
yeah, we're gonna wrap this episode up right now, so thank you for listening. No, I'm kidding. but yeah, we I think in the winter one, We talked about like goals that we have for the season. I don't know if you have any. I don't really. I just thought about it before we started filming, just so I can include them. There's a Ren Faire coming up, like a small scale one, that hopefully we get to go to. It'll be my first ever Ren Faire. I just want to get a feel for how they are before I go to one of the big ones. And then again, it's about to be spring. I have my own transportation, even though I'm really just focusing on getting comfortable driving more before I, you know, start darting all over the place. But I do want to get outside more, go to more like parks. I want to have picnics. And with this new job, it's going to force me to finally fix my sleep schedule, even though that was all my New Year's goals list anyway, is to fix it. But now I don't have a choice.
No, you don't have a choice.
Yay. The last like 3 days, I've been going to bed around like 12, which sounds late, but I'm used to going to bed at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So like 11:30 midnight, I've been doing that for the last few nights. So hopefully I'll get to like 11 o'clock.
Slow and steady.
And then just getting more comfortable driving. Those are my goals for the season. Did you have any?
I think I mentioned this literally in our first episode, or maybe it was the autumn one, because the first one was our summer one, right?
Yeah.
So it was one of those. But I said I want to do more en plein air art, which is like literally in the plain air, in the open air, open field, be outside painting, because it's warm and it's better for me because I don't like the cold to now go outside and just sit there and draw if I want to. So I want to have the excuse to like go somewhere nice, or it don't got to be nowhere picturesque. It could literally just be us just going out to go somewhere, and I want to just draw more. Not necessarily painting, because
lugging around the materials.
Yeah, like it's a little bit more work to set up something to paint, unless it's like we have a table and I can just put it on the table. But I just want to go out and do more art and just breathe air.
Well, we have that option. Well, we always have the option to breathe air. Like we always had that opportunity, but yeah, we will be getting out. If I can help it, we'll be getting out. And that's all.
More or less. That was the only one I thought of.
Okay.
This is not related to this specifically, but when you said you made the list like before we started recording, I had also seen before we started recording, like 2 minutes before, when I was pulling up my doc, I saw an email notification from Kiora, and it was on topic with my wisdom tooth thing, because the person asked, or they said, I chewed ibuprofen and my face is drooping. What should I do?
What in the world? And I was like,
you go to Kiora to ask this? Urgent care or something.
Every time you read me something from Kiora, that's the response. You go to Kiora for something like this?
And I was like, I understand why they sent me this one, because I had been Googling like different, does this work better for toothaches versus this one? But I'm like,
I chewed ibuprofen and now my face is drooping. I think that's something else, brother.
Like, number one, why did you chew it? Do they make chewable tablets for that?
I doubt it, but
I don't think they do. I've never heard it, but like, they just said, oh, it's not the liquid, it's not the capsule, so let me just go ahead and I hope you didn't meet your maker, because that's crazy. Anyway, oh, I just had to share that because I forgot to say it earlier.
Did you have anything else before we move on to the this or that?
No.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to do a spring this or that list.
I haven't even looked at it, so.
All right. So first we have gardening or baking. If I'm being realistic, baking, because I don't have anywhere to garden. So
in terms of wanting to, I want to choose both, bro. Like, dang. But the only thing I've really had experience with is baking. I haven't technically gardened. I just have pots in the house.
Yeah.
I don't have a little mini plot of land to garden with. So I guess I'll choose baking too, just because of like things I've done. But I want to do both.
Things you could actually do.
I want a little garden so bad.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the dream.
For produce and for your flora.
All right. Biking or hiking?
Biking.
I mean, I'm out of shape, so both of them sound like I'm gonna be hurt.
Well, I want to go hiking too.
I think I would say hiking actually.
I like biking,
but I like biking, but I never, had done a real hike. So I guess I'll say that for the sake of wanting to try it, even though that's kind of contradictory about to the gardening or baking.
Yeah,
low-key. But whatever.
That's okay.
Sunshine or showers? I don't like rain. I enjoy what it does for us, but I don't like being out in it. So I'm going to say sunshine.
I think I'm going to say sunshine too. I don't like being out in the rain. I don't mind rain in general. Like, it's nice to like hear it when it's not a crazy storm or something. But, you know, getting hair wet when you were a child as a Black girl was like not the works. It was not the move. So I was kind of mentally conditioned to not like the rain.
Yeah.
Also, I hate the feeling of wet clothes. So just, if I'm indoors, it's fine. But I also agree, sunshine.
This is kind of a similar question, so I probably should have not put it on the list, but rain or snow?
It's snow in spring. I mean, I guess around here it's not as common, yeah. But rain.
Yeah, rain. Because at least I am less inclined to bust my tail in the rain than I am in the snow.
Yeah.
And then snow means that it's cold. And I don't really like that. So anyway, butterflies or ladybugs?
Butterflies.
I like ladybugs. I don't see them as often as I see butterflies. So I always smile when I see ladybugs. But I think I'll go butterflies too. Floral patterns or polka dots?
Floral patterns.
When I was a kid, I had a polka dot phase.
A long one.
All right, now.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying
it went from polka dots to stripes. And yeah, anyway, I think right now, floral patterns.
I mean, I didn't necessarily just say that because I spent like 10 minutes talking about flowers, but polka dots low-key make me uncomfortable sometimes, depending on the pattern, because I have like trypophobia. So I didn't really care for polka dots.
That's fair.
For most of the time, I don't think I owned a lot of polka dotted things. But yeah.
Actually, this, I forgot to edit that one. So we're going to skip that one.
Okay.
There are two color ones, blue or pink?
Blue.
I think blue. And then yellow or green?
Oh. Like both. I think I'm going to have to say green because personally, there's more variety with green. But yellow is so, I've come to appreciate yellow a lot in the past.
That's like, me with green.
8 years. Like, I think I low-key always liked green. I just never sat and thought that, oh, green's my favorite color or something. But I would look at green and be like, that's nice. But yellow, I just never cared for until sometime in high school. And I was like, you know what? Yellow is a good color. And I wanted yellow things. So I think I will have to still go with green though. But love a good yellow.
Okay, jelly beans or gummies? I think I'm going to have to say gummies.
Low-key, gummies was the first thing my brain settled on, but no, we're going to go with gummies.
Jelly beans, I like them, but they get stuck in your teeth in a way that gummies, if you're talking like fruit snacks or gummy lifesavers or something like that, they don't...
Even gummy worms, like they don't really get that sticky to
me. Fruit snacks maybe, but like the other gummy candies, they don't get stuck in my teeth the way that jelly beans do. So
absolutely need to brush your teeth after some jelly beans.
Okay, next is cherry blossoms or magnolias.
Wait, no, I was reading them. Cherry blossoms or magnolias.
I'm gonna go cherry blossoms.
Oh my gosh, I love both of them. See, I for a while had established magnolia leaves as my favorite leaf. But I think that was also a childhood association because our grandparents used to have this really big magnolia tree in their yard and the leaves would be everywhere and I would have a great time playing with them. And like their texture, they don't even have a texture. Like they're kind of hard and sturdy and other leaves, you know, are soft and malleable and stuff. So I like those leaves because I could like play around, I could draw on them and they wouldn't like be destroyed and they preserve pretty well. So I'm like, oh, magnolia. And then I realized, oh, you know, it's a flower up there. So I started to like the flower, but of association of the leaf. But the flower itself is really pretty too. So like, ugh. I think I'm gonna have to go with cherry blossom.
Yeah.
Mayhaps. But magnolias are so pretty.
I will never not bring this up, but Asia tends to have a lot of cherry blossom themed things when it's that season. And I was not expecting to see an Auntie Anne's in South Korea, but there was one. And they had Oh my God. They had this cherry blossom lemonade and I don't know what they put in it. It was probably just pink lemonade, to be honest, because I don't know what cherry blossoms taste like. But if that was not the best lemonade I ever had in my whole life, I think about that lemonade to this day. It was so good. And it was $4. And I was like, I'm not paying $4 for this thing. But I did. And it was the best $4 I ever spent in my life.
You should order it from
America. And even though they don't have it here.
No, I said, like, order it from Korea, but oh, while you're in.
Bro, I wish. I'm like, hey, can y'all put this in a gallon size?
Shipping $400.
I'll pay it.
Oh, my God.
Look, y'all don't understand. Like, it was a pretty nice size cup, and I'm sitting there like I'm drinking nonstop. I'm not breathing, like I'm just inhaling this drink, and only a little bit is gone. I'm like, what is this witchcraft, man? Like, it was, the drink was lasting forever because I was willing it to last forever.
Actually, it was a spell. It was a potion, and they had you addicted to a potion.
Do it again.
Oh, you said gladly.
Yes. Anyway, chocolate or candies? I would say candies. I don't really, honestly, I'm not really big on either. I don't eat candy either that often.
I like candy. Unfortunately, I have a large sweet tooth, a singular large sweet tooth.
Bro!
That's a horrific image. Oh my God.
Yeah, moving on.
But I like candy. I like chocolate too, but I feel like I eat more variety of candy than I do like variety of
chocolate.
That's
how I feel about it too.
Yeah.
Bunnies or chicks? It's unfair to make us choose.
And I have a chick here.
Pass.
Yeah, can I pass?
Yeah, I'm a pass.
Both.
And nobody can stop me.
Period.
Brunch or picnic? I'm gonna go picnic.
I mean, you can do it up with both. Oh. Because we don't go on picnics often, the novelty of it is making me want to pick picnic too.
We don't do an official brunch often either. I mean, we have breakfast at 1 o'clock sometimes. But
like, we've gone to our grandparents and done a little brunch, and it was cute. But I feel like that's more likely to happen than a picnic because of like our work schedule.
Not
and stuff.
After this
so
year.
That's why I said picnic. As long as the creatures keep to themselves, you know. Like the disruptive ones, aka the spiders that come on our blankets.
Ants too, man. They'd be wilding. But anyway, camping or glamping?
Can I say neither?
I'm not gonna lie. I would glamp because.
I would glamp. Like, that is a sentence just sound, because the word glamp, I don't like.
It's ugly. It is.
I think the word is ugly too.
Yeah, it is. I'm not gonna front. I ain't gonna hold you. It's not cute. But
maybe glamping. It's hardcore camping.
Not okay. I'm not talking ball gown, heels in the middle of the woods.
Oh wait, so what counts as glamping?
I think glamping is glamorous camping as far as I know. So you, instead of being in a tent in the woods, it's like this cute aesthetic little tiny home, but it's like in the woods or by the woods or something. So you're in nature, but you have all the amenities. You still have Wi-Fi, you have TV. Like,
I don't know why I was envisioning it as like, it's just like a cabin. Like, it's not done up. I guess, duh, because like it has glam in the name. But I still was just thinking, oh, it just means you're not like laying on the ground in the tent and like cooking your food in the fire. You got to go catch your own.
I haven't seen
rabbits
much.
And eat them. Like, you go fishing with your bare hands. Like, it's just like, oh, no, you bring your food and you sit down in a cabin. Like, it's a structure. But I didn't realize it was like,
as far as I'm
like
aware.
A spa in the woods. Like,
I mean, maybe not that deep, but more like that than just a like log cabin, you know.
I want the protection of a structure. I'm scared. I've seen and heard too many stories that deals with the woods. And I'm like, you know what? I need that protection. Or I just don't need to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So last one. Jeans or shorts?
Shorts. For spring? If we're talking specifically for spring shorts, I actually hate wearing jeans in spring and summer.
I wear jeans all year round, but it is a little bit miserable in the summer. I just don't always feel like my legs being out. So
I really enjoy like skirts, and I don't have that many shorts to be honest. But when it gets warm, I'm like, yes, it's my time because I can now wear them. Like freely, because I would still wear them when it's cool. I just either layer up or I just deal with it or whatever. Or I like wear longer ones. But in the springtime, I'm like, now I can actually wear like the cute shirts with the skirts. I don't have to wear like the sweater tops because it's still cold. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind like denim shorts, but if it's like covering my whole leg and it's warm, it just makes my whole body hot and I'm like, I can't deal.
But I would like to wear those like loose fitting like linen pants or whatever.
Yes, I need to get some of those.
I don't like the way, like, I'm not super comfortable with flowy bottoms. It's something about my body type that I just feel, I don't know, like I like how jeans keeps me together. Like, oh, I see. That I'd just be a little too free and stuff like that, which, I mean, you would think, well, you wear dresses. Isn't that the same thing? It feels different. It just feels different. I'm not arguing with you.
It's psychology.
Yeah. I am sleepy. So we're gonna do this trivia quiz. It's not long. Loki is 15 questions. Would you like to do it, or would you like to wrap this up here?
We can do it. If you're not about to pass out.
I'm going to take a nap after this.
I see.
So, yes. Question number one is, when does spring begin in the southern hemisphere of the Earth? In September, in June, or in March?
September.
Yeah, because it's opposite. So yeah. September. In Greek mythology, who is the goddess of spring and nature? Iris, Aphrodite, or Persephone?
Persephone.
I'm glad you know that. Because oh, yeah. Aphrodite is love. Iris is not a goddess, is she? I've never heard of Iris.
I can't remember, but Persephone and Hades, that was the one of the stories in Greek mythology about the reason that it gets like warm and cold during the years, because like he came on Earth and saw her, was fell in love with her, so he like took her, and her mom, who I forget who her mom is, but she was like, give me my daughter back, and he was like, I don't really want to. And she was like, nee. So they, that's totally not how it went, but they made a deal that she gets to spend 6 months with her mom on Earth and then 6 months in the underworld with Hades. And I guess Persephone was okay with it. I actually don't really remember, but that's why it gets winter on Earth when she leaves, because her mom is in like sorrow and her like tears and stuff makes the world cold because it's her feelings. No, I
thought it was,
and also because she's like gone in the underworld. It's like, I think I've seen stories where it's like a mix of both. And then when she's on Earth, it's spring and warm and flowers are everywhere. And it's great because they reunited. But yeah, that's the only reason why I know that.
Question number three. What is the most common trigger of allergic reactions in the spring? Bird feathers, rising temperature, or pollen? Definitely pollen.
Bird feathers.
Which species of bird is an iconic symbol of spring in North America? Cardinal, robin, or goldfinch? I have no idea.
I actually don't know. I don't know much about birds. Cardinal, robin, or goldfinch?
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say robin. Actually, cardinal?
I'm going to say cardinal.
Maybe cardinal. I'm
going to
say cardinal.
I don't know is my answer. But my guess is going to be cardinal. What is another term for the spring equinox? Vernal equinox, blackthorn equinox, or floral equinox? It's definitely vernal.
Vernal, yeah.
What does the word equinox mean? Equal day, equal night, or equator and sun? I believe it's equal night.
Equinox.
Yeah, because nox. Yeah. So, in which country are cherry blossoms considered as a sign of the beginning of spring? China, Korea, or Japan? Definitely Japan. Right? Like a sakura. Yeah, like that's racist of me. Not really racist.
What is it? What do they call it? The flower viewing?
Hanabi?
Is that that?
Yeah. Hanami, Hanabi.
Oh, something like that. Hanabi might be.
Hanabi is fireworks. Yeah,
Hanami. Because it's like fire flower. Which I think is so cute. Yeah, Hanami. There you go.
Question number eight. What is holly? Tulips festival in Holland, Indian festival of colors, or a flower? It is the Indian festival of colors.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You ever seen like clips of people, they're like throwing colored powder running and stuff? Like that's not specific, but
yeah. I think I have, though.
Question number nine. March is named after which god? Mithras, Myrmidon, or Mars?
Mars. I was already saying it.
Which of the following vegetables is also known as spring onions? Scallions, shallots, or chives? Scallions.
Scallions? Mm-hmm. Okay.
The first day of spring also marks the beginning of Nowruz, or the New Year, in which country? Pakistan, Iran, or Afghanistan?
Don't know.
I do not know. I've seen this word before, but I have no idea.
Where is it?
And I'm not.
Oh, that one. I do not know.
Not gonna guess. In the proverb, April showers. Sorry, hold on. Okay. In the proverb, April showers bring what? Mayflowers, roses, or tulips? We already went over this. In Roman mythology, she is known as the goddess of spring. Flora, Venus, or Diana?
Diana? Wait, who?
Diana is Athena.
Flora, that's true. Yeah. So I guess Flora.
Venus, or Diana.
Because I don't think Venus is associated with
spring. So we said the goddess of spring is Persephone? And that's her Greek name, so her Roman name is Flora? I have no idea.
Maybe.
Never knew, so I don't know. Is this true or false? Tornadoes are more prevalent in the spring. I think this is true.
I think that's true because, like,
the warm spring has the air. Most, it has the craziest weather.
Mm-hmm.
And the last question, in China, the start of spring corresponds with what Chinese annual celebration? Lantern Festival, Chinese New Year, or Dragon Boat Festival? Well, it's not the Chinese New Year because that was in February.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know either. Dragon Boat?
I'm going to say that.
Maybe Dragon Boat.
I'm going to say that.
I can kind of see that.
I can see the Lantern Festival being in like summer or something. I don't know why, but anyway, let's check our answers and then wrap this up.
Because it's nap time for you.
It is. When does spring begin? In the Southern Hemisphere? Yeah, September. Persephone is the goddess of spring and nature. Pollen is the most common trigger of allergic reactions in spring. Robin.
Okay. Oh, I said Robin at first.
That
okay.
is the bird that's the iconic symbol of spring in North Good America. To know. Okay.
I wonder if they make little robin
I'm sure they do.
Figurines. I should get one.
Vernal equinox is another term for spring equinox.
Nice.
And the word equinox does mean equal night. Cherry blossoms are considered a sign of spring in Japan. So we got that right. Holi is the Indian festival of colors. March is named after the god Mars. Scallions are spring aka onions. Spring onions. It is Iran
okay.
that the first day of spring also marks the beginning of their new year. Okay.
Good to know.
Yeah, April showers bring Mayflowers.
No, they kind of cheated on that one. They could at least put May in front of the other ones.
Flora is
okay. Yeah.
The answer. It is true that tornadoes are more prevalent in spring, and it is the Chinese New Year. How long is it?
I don't know, to be honest.
The more you know. Yeah, so.
You know what? Is Lunar New Year different from Chinese New Year?
I thought it was the same thing, but I guess not.
Because I feel like that low-key happens in February.
Oh, well, pardon me.
But I'm not super cultured on that, to be honest. Wow, learn something every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it is different. Kind of.
Yeah, we learned a couple new things today then. But yeah, that is our spring episode. We are looking forward to spring coming. And fingers crossed that the allergies don't kick butt too bad.
Oh, please. I beg.
For you and our dad's sake.
Oh, gosh.
And let's see if I stay lucky another year and not get beat down myself. Make sure you follow us at Related Note Pod on Instagram, X, Twitter. And you can search on A Related Note anywhere you listen to your podcast if you prefer to listen. That's it, right?
I believe that's, long and short of it. Until we app again.
Bye. Bye.